Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin, and we got Denise Dirks and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. If you are looking for us to be live on the radio, which we are all across the country, or your friends are, remember they can go to RadioLawTalk.com and just listen live. You can click the live button. So tell all your friends and family that if it's not in their local area, call the local radio station, tell them to put it on. But you can go live from our website. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, we're the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. And I say that because don't set the bar too high, because we're having fun here. Then after having fun, we're going to fill you with a few tidbits. Number one, we're going to talk about Southern Illinois University has to pay $80,000 to someone. Why? We're going to talk about ghost guns. We're going to talk about lawsuits with, we just finished the charging lawsuits. Hey, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court weighs in on a pipeline, Disney, Northwestern football. I think we're going to start that out at the very beginning after we do a case or no case, but we've got some really interesting things to discuss this hour. And at the very end, we're going to do quick takes, which is something for you just to remember as on your way home. You can remember the quick takes. But without further ado, Cal, let's do case
now
or no
case.
Time
to play case or no case.
Yay!
In 1925, Guglielmetti Alfonso was one of the biggest stars in the world, a movie star who liked to drive a little fast. One day, a Hollywood policeman pulled Guglielmetti over and gave him a ticket for doing 38 in the 20. This meant that Guglielmetti would have to go to court. The studio said, "Your Honor, can we just dismiss the charges? And failing that, can we just send a lawyer and have him represent him in traffic's court? Or better yet, can you bring your courtroom over to the movie set? Because we're shooting, and time is money, and we don't want Guglielmetti to be off the set for a whole day." And so the core issue is, does Guglielmetti have a case for speeding in court, or does he get special provisions, and how did that all work out? And that is our question for case or no case. Fred, you get to go first.
Yeah, interesting.
And by the way,
yeah.
Extra point if you can identify Guglielmetti.
Like what his real name is?
Yeah, what his movie star name was. Yeah,
yeah, movie star.
This is 1925?
1925, yep.
Okay, I'm going to write down now. Hold on.
He had about five names, by the way.
Okay. This is in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was driving fast, doing 20 in a
38 in a 25.
So in other words, he had the thing floored to the bottom. The,
yeah, like, I'm sure.
Pedal
yeah.
to the metal.
Yeah, it was a French car.
They didn't have electric cars back then.
Oh no.
Oh okay. Look, I'm gonna. I know it's a scenario. But the question is, was it an actual case? No, it's not a case, but it's a scenario where they tried to get the movie theaters tried to get them movie executives tried to get the police to come to the studio to just give them the dang ticket, let him move on. So scenario, the person is Charlie Chaplin.
Good one. Okay. Todd, what do you think? Case or no case? And who was Guglielmetti?
Okay. So if it's a scenario given this fact pattern, then it would necessarily have to be a case because a ticket was issued. And so, I mean, he's got a criminal case or a traffic case going.
No.
The question is, was it resolved on the movie lot? Did they capitulate? Or did they actually make him go to court? And have to make him appear in court.
Objection, Your Honor.
For that.
And if so, did he win or lose?
And so,
that's what it comes down to. Right?
Objection.
Yeah.
That is that. Just because you get a ticket doesn't mean it's a case. Objection,
well,
Your Honor.
It starts a case, yes.
Starts a case if you shoot someone. Doesn't mean it's a case.
It does. It means it's a criminal case if they file a complaint.
They file the complaint.
The ticket is the complaint. It operates as the complaint. So
what say you, Cal?
So here's what say you, Cal?
I want to know that because I get to change my mind.
Wait, don't I get to?
No, wait a minute. I get to change my thing.
If I get a traffic ticket, I know I've got to resolve it either by bail or going to court. So it's a case in my view.
Or you say, so it's a case if you get a traffic ticket.
Yeah,
and I'm saying it's a case.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, that makes sense. To me. Okay.
So after all that, I'm tempted to go no case now just because of
that.
I'm going to say it's a case, and I think they capitulate and either let somebody appear for him. They don't make him go to court. He pays the fine. He does whatever. And I'll say that the actor is Buster Keaton.
Okay, very good. Denise, what do you say about this, case or no case?
I
and who?
In 1925, did they have cars that went 38 miles an hour? I mean, I didn't think that it was possible. You know, we're talking back, like, what, the Waltons or something?
No, they were speeding.
They had Duesenbergs. I mean, they had a lot of really nice cars, but they were binary. It was really fast or really slow.
Yeah, but did they have speed laws, and did they have all that stuff back in 1925? I mean, I'm trying to think about that, and I don't think they did. I'm going to say that it's no case.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, who would be the person?
That's the key.
Okay, I'm going to say no case was... no case. But I'm going to say Errol Flynn.
All right, now there's one key thing here. I mentioned in the tease at the first of the show that this actor said, "I will never go to court again."
Oh,
I gave you that clue.
Damn.
And also, I'm telling you, he was right. He never went to court again. And that should give you the name. Yes. The judge was having none of this. The judge said, "I'm sorry that anyone should lose money or be inconvenienced, but the court can show no partiality. Before the law, a famous actor is the same as anyone else. The dignity of the law would otherwise be compromised." Rudolph Valentino, who got peritonitis and died just 2 months after this case. He said he came out of the courtroom to all the reporters going, "Oh, look, the star gets a ticket." And he said, "I will never go to court again." 2 months later, he was dead. He was right.
What did he have?
Peritonitis.
What's
that? Infection of the gut.
The gums.
So
you guys, there was a case,
yeah,
but you guys called me at one point, right?
Yeah, because I said he didn't have to go to court. He could resolve it, and the judge said
one's
no, he
fine
did.
With me.
So we're both at one point.
Yeah,
and nobody got Rudolph Valentino. But it was an interesting story.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
The fact that he died.
That was a really good one.
Thank you.
The peritonitis, that's weird.
Oh,
right?
Boy, yeah.
That's why dentists are so important, guys.
Why? What's up with that?
Because it keeps you from getting gum disease.
And that can kill you?
Yes.
And in his case,
it
got into his bowel,
yes.
And that's where, yeah.
Yeah, not only that, but when you lose teeth and stuff, it can cause you heart attacks.
Yeah.
So, you don't realize how important your dental health is.
Yeah, dental work is it's a common way that meningitis is contracted.
Yeah, good point.
Because it's through the gums and because it's so close to your dang brain, but anyway.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. But
I
should always floss and...
Sure.
And
Wait. 80,000 people came to his funeral. 80,000 in Hollywood went to Errol Valentino's funeral.
Valentino.
Oh.
He was a superstar.
Rudolph.
What was his other names? Because you said he had five or some other names.
Alfonso and Guglielmetti were two of them. I don't know all of them. Those are the two that I use for the purposes of...
Speedy McSpeedy. I mean, he had a car that went 38 miles an hour.
Oh, by the way, his excuse in court was, "Your Honor, it was a Citroën, and the speedometer was not in our U.S. miles per hour. So I didn't know how fast I was going." And the judge said, "Nice try. Pay the fine."
So he did. I just wonder how they found out. I mean, this is long before the days of radar, right? how did they say, clearly that was 38 miles an hour? How?
Didn't they used to have two cops with a flag? One lowered the flag and rolled the stopwatch.
That's scientific.
We'll be back after this.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. The show continues in a bit.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to shuffle some things around because we only have so much time this hour. But we want to talk about the Northwestern football team and how it all things just started out with a coach being fired from Northwestern, who was a new, fairly new coach, and Northwestern, those of you who don't know, is not one of the top schools in football. In fact, Northwestern is in ACC or is he in, they're in the ACC, one of the SEC or the ACC, I can't remember, but they're in a tough conference and they're usually at the bottom. They are, Northwestern is kind of more well known for very a top academic school.
Aren't they in the Big 12 like Ohio State?
Maybe
and
it's
Michigan?
Big 12. Yeah, I can't remember which one it is, but it's in a legitimate big time conference, right?
Yeah.
And I think you're right. It is the Big 12.
Big 10.
Big 10. Big yes. 10. Yes, Big 12 is the BYU's now in there, and so
that's
is
right. Okay.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, in the Midwest, Michigan,
yeah.
Ohio State. I mean,
yeah, big
serious
time.
Competition.
Big
Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're usually toward the bottom, but their football, and they're in Chicago, right? Northwestern's in Chicago. Because I was there. No, or is it New York? Or is it New York?
Chicago's right. You're right.
Chicago. Okay. And anyway.
And Margaret graduated from there.
Yeah, and who's the head football? What was the football coach's Todd's name?
It was Patrick Fitzgerald Jr. He was the head football coach.
And he got dismissed.
He did. There were allegations of hazing going on in the program. And while the investigation that went into it said that he knew nothing about what was going on.
Right.
And he had this agreement with the president of the university that he wasn't going to be fired. And then, you know, within a week or so, or maybe even a couple of days, he finds out he's been fired. So the president of the university did a 180 and let him go, and there's a lawsuit that was related to that firing that I believe is still pending. But
right, he's suing the school to say
yes.
He shouldn't have been fired. But so anyway, and the football team, by the way, was I think 1-12 that year, that the last year he was there or something like that. But it was not doing well. But now it's all starting to come out. Now that these lawsuits are starting, these hazing lawsuits of former football players. Facts are starting to come out, at least on the plaintiff's side, what they're arguing this hazing was all about. And there's these different code words, like ran by players. And then there's other ones called, all these really weird, words, Shrek Squad and Gatorade Shake Challenge. And by the way, do not do any of these, okay? Do not. I don't want to even bring up any more of these things because I don't want anyone thinking about doing some of the stuff that they did. But it was very, as Denise, Todd, and I sat here during the break and discussed this earlier last hour, we were like, oh, come on. I mean, football, there's always been hazing to some degree, but it was such, it was so lighthearted what we were thinking about. This is pretty extreme stuff that was clearly not only not appropriate, but
it was also done to the coaching staff.
Yeah, everybody.
That's what's weird.
Everybody.
Well, that's how did the coach say he didn't know about it when it was also happening to coaching staff?
Right.
It wasn't just outside of, it was in the practices, you guys.
Well, these are allegations. Don't forget.
They are.
This is the plaintiffs.
The allegations are rocking and rubbing.
Yeah, so don't forget that the defendant has not, brought anything up or argued anything. They've stayed silent. Northwestern has. So
how can they?
For now.
I know, but they did their own investigation, and it came back that there was hazing.
Yeah, no, but the extent of hazing is the issue, right?
Okay.
And that's
true.
What I'm saying. You're saying
true.
That, I mean.
Even the extent of the plaintiff.
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to say the coaches were involved in this. That's the allegations, and I may have, but we're going to find out. So as this thing goes, I don't want to get into details. Really, it's very interesting, those of you who are, can look above PG-13 and read some of the things that they did were pretty crazy.
Right, let's put it this way. Last hour, we talked about the Kevin Spacey trial,
yeah.
Right? And the things that Kevin Spacey was accused of doing are not that much different than what we see happening here. This is in a hazing context, and admittedly, it was over in England, but it would still be such here that if it happens here, that's the kind of trial and the kind of conduct you're looking at that leads to a trial with regard to non-consensual contact with an individual in places that shouldn't be touched.
Right.
And that's what we have here. And the interesting thing about all this is, you got the coach of Northwestern's got a lawsuit saying, I didn't know about any of this, and you fired me. And I'm looking at this recent development here, and it's like, wait a minute. Your assistant coaches were having players do this to them.
Well, that's the argument.
And that's the argument they're making. So the question is, how would you not know that as a coach?
Exactly.
And if you didn't know, if what you're saying is true, then I think the university would probably take the stance. How can you be so asleep at the wheel that you wouldn't notice this kind of stuff happening that apparently is happening in the middle of practices?
Right. As I say, well, I was just going to bring up
as,
a lot of this.
As alleged.
Stuff. Yeah, this is all alleged, but if it's this happening, where this is happening and when this is happening, everybody knew what was coming.
Here's the thing. This is what they're saying. They're saying that everybody was victims.
Who's
they? The plaintiffs.
Plaintiffs.
And the defendants. Because they're saying everybody was victims, whether the perpetrators or whether they were
perpetrators.
Yes, exactly. The hazy, the hazers, whatever right. It was, they were all victims because of the conduct.
Mm. All I gotta
That's
say,
kind of an interesting thought.
Illinois has a gender violence statute. In Illinois, that every state's going to have to some degree one, and that's what they're bringing this under. They're saying they violated the gender violence statute in Illinois, which, whatever that is, I don't know what that is. I mean, I'm sure many states have similar things, but that's what the plaintiffs are trying to argue, and it's just amazing some of the things that are going on here. In fact, their argument is that the coaches would even scold them for being too loud, during when they were at practice or out at a game or out at, wherever they were out in the hotel. You guys are too loud, making too much noise, doing these type of games. And that alone was enough, they're trying to claim. But we're gonna follow this. This is just starting. Boy, this is going to open up and man alive. Too many us. We'll be back after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dirks. And stay tuned because there's more coming right up right here.
You found Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage from the 2021 Capitol riot will be made public. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. For now, the risk of a government shutdown has been averted. President Biden signed a government funding bill, extending the deadline further into the month. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis rejecting a bill designed to restrict children's access to social media platforms. Despite overwhelming support in both the House and Senate, DeSantis expressed discomfort with its wording. Lawmakers will revisit the issue with a revised bill. This is USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now back to Radio Law Talk. Keith, Fred, Todd, and Denise.
I
got lost. I'm sorry.
Cal, we're starting.
Yeah, okay.
We did start.
He was working on our next case or no case,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, we're
okay. Okay, you're going
through. Cal wasn't there sleeping like.
I had to run down to the down the hallway.
Yeah. Down the hallway, and how did it turn out?
Well, everything came out fine. Thank you.
It was like Radio Law Talk. Look, let's just listen to this show just to see what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's so awesome.
One of those days.
No. All right, okay. Well, go ahead.
So, you know, I do the baseball play there. So last week, this guy, leader on the team, he legs out an infield single, and then he starts limping around. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, Lyndon Weaver is really hurt. Last night, I had the coach in the press box, and he tells us what really happened. Lyndon Weaver bats first. The guy that bats third had to make a bathroom run. Weaver reaches first. The guy on deck isn't doing very good. The guy in the bathroom is up third. And so the coach tells Weaver, he says, hey, we don't know if Alonzo's going to make it back. Can you stall for time? So Weaver wins the acting award for limping around. He even went and sat down in the and worked his leg. The umpires were out there. There's a huge thing. We're going to pull him out of the game. And because what you didn't see is as soon as Alonzo made it back from the bathroom, Weaver was miraculously healed.
Miracle.
You're healed.
It's a miracle.
Is that allowed?
Well, nobody knew about it at the time. Everybody thought it was. I was surprised the coach was letting the cat out of the bag air, but that was hilarious.
Wow, that's awesome.
Good one.
Anyway, so here's an interesting thing. There's a Mountain Valley pipeline going in between, apparently, Ohio. There is natural gas, a lot of it, and it's going to the South and Mid-Atlantic area. that is about, it's about 300 and I'm gonna, I think it's 330 miles. This, I'm getting somewhere. It's 300 miles, 500 kilometer pipeline. And what's happened is there is arguments over whether or not it should be put in. And they, and this, by the way, is a bipartisan, Congress passed this law to put this pipeline in. It was bipartisan, which I was like, I put hooray, miracle. And the Democrats and the Republicans agree. And the issue was, you know, obviously there's some environmentalists say it's harming the sediment. It's going down into the streams, et cetera, et cetera. But they already went through all that. Well, apparently, they got a preliminary stay. The lower court had a preliminary stay saying you got to stop this pipeline. And Alito stands in and basically said, no. No, is this Alito?
No.
No. Hold on. What I'm trying to get at is, here's the interesting thing. It's a 300-mile pipeline, and they only have 3 miles to go. 3 miles left. And so what happened, Denise? Go ahead.
Well, no, what it starts out as a bipartisan is what you said, but that's
right.
Because it was part of the raising of the debt ceiling. So it was stuck in there in the raising of the debt ceiling, and so everybody needed to get that debt ceiling raised, and it was raised. So what they're saying is that it actually causes damage to the environment, right? So they were trying to stop it, and it went up and down in the courts. It went all over. It started in the Fourth Circuit, and, you know, it got all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, look, let it go. Let it happen. We need this to go.
3 miles left,
yes,
out of 300.
And it's going to connect the fields from Pennsylvania and Ohio, and it's going to go through Virginia and West Virginia. So that's the very end result. So, I mean, it's kind of an interesting one. I think it's probably the right decision.
Well, the only thing before the Supreme Court here was whether the preliminary stay ordered by the appeals court could go into effect. And Alito said, no, the stay can't. But the lawsuit is still before the Fourth Circuit. In terms of whether or not there can be an overall prohibition, I think the problem they're going to face now, though, is if they finish those 3 miles, you know, it's like, well, we're done now.
Right.
You know,
and the 3 mile cuts through the Jefferson National Forest. So it is
right.
A very important piece of 3 miles.
Yeah.
We're going to have to see what happens.
Oh, we got Disneyland. Apparently, this is interesting about Disneyland. I didn't know. Again, I am a Disneyland connoisseur, and I've told you this before. I don't know if I've said it on air. I truly believe, and believe me, people love Disneyland. This is not a slam on Disneyland. But I truly believe the internal damnation of those who have done deeds in this world and hell are sitting in a Disneyland line for eternity, and that's the hell and damnation. It's not fire, and it's not brimstone. It's standing in a line in Disneyland for the rest of your life.
It's either that or a never-ending circuit on the It's a Small World ride.
No, I could do that because I could sit in that boat and just chill, man,
and
go to sleep.
The song is what would get to me.
Oh, you can't plug your ears?
Yeah.
And you can't plug your ears?
You'd be coming up with lyrics. It's a world of laughter. Give me a rusty nail to poke my eyes out with, please, now.
You know what I would like? I would like to be sitting for all eternity in the boat ride at Pirates of the Caribbean. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good place.
That's just a kind of fun. It's a fun, you know, one. But anyway.
I could think of other places I'd rather
yes,
be sitting for time in all eternity. But
there's a lawsuit that occurred in Florida, and now this is a California one. That apparently there's these passes called, Dream Key Passes. They're a very expensive pass called Dream Key Passes. And part of a Dream Key Pass, and by the way, they're like $1,500 or it's over $1,000 for this pass, $1,399. And it advertises that there's no blackout dates. You know, you basically get all types of things, including discounts. And apparently this woman was having issues in booking a reservation for November of 2021. They found that 17 days were completely unavailable, including the weekend dates for every single weekend date they're trying to get. So here they get by this really expensive pass, but there's no blackout dates, but they sure couldn't get it. And they found out, allegedly, that the same-day ticket holders that buy it the same day for a really expensive price were being favored. So lawsuit occurred. They settled for $5 million. And by the way, that occurred in August 31st. Also, in 2022, this occurred in Florida, and that settled out also. So
$5 million?
Yeah, $5 million. Now, they haven't decided where all this is going to, but it's not all going to go to this person. They're in the process, the lawyers are, of trying to get a class action lawsuit. Because don't forget, it affected a heck of a lot more people than this. And Disney saying, well, yeah, here, we paid the $5 million here. That'll help everybody now. But I guess they don't know yet where this $5
million
is going.
Yeah, because initially the Dream Key Pass was marketed as there's no blackout date. You can use this anytime, and it's a flat rate that gets you into Disneyland. And I find it interesting, just hopping online here, this lawsuit was started, and they're arguing the people weren't able to get book rooms in 2021. Well, in August of 2022, Disneyland discontinued the Dream Key program.
Right.
They replaced it with the Inspire Key, which, guess what? Now includes blackout dates.
Yeah.
And didn't Disney World do the same thing?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It happened in Florida.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. That was exciting. Let's talk, Denise, let's talk about some divorces or some issues with there's a number of them we're going to talk about that, you know, look, we've got, we're going
to
talk.
I want to talk about Shark Tank for a second.
Okay, talk about Shark Tank, but we want to get to some divorces, too.
Okay. I got one of those.
Go to kids. Shark Tank.
But Shark Tank is an interesting one because Damon John is one of the original Shark Tank guys.
Right.
He's the guy that has FUBU, right? Isn't that what it's called, FUBU? Yes.
Yeah, the clothing line. Yeah.
The clothing line. And he's got a great distribution. That's what I remember about him the most. And he had to bring a restraining order against one of his people that he had actually helped on Shark Tank because they were what was alleged to be defaming him and saying he didn't help him and, you know, that he made all this money and they didn't make very much money. It was a family. And he got granted a restraining order against them. And that is a civil restraining order against them, which is harder to get than your domestic violence orders or even a criminal order.
Was this the football player guy? Was a former football player again?
Al Baker.
All right, we'll be back. We've got a lot more to talk about. Boy, and then Denise is going to talk about a few divorces going on.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No fun, that's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, Chuck Norris, Walker, Texas Ranger. Boy, what a successful TV show that was for years. Apparently Chuck Norris has a company called Top Kick Productions that were pretty smart. They had an agreement with CBS and Sony, apparently, over Walker, Texas Ranger, that he gets 23% of, I'm trying to read it, profits earned from any and all exploitation of Walker. So that's pretty general and broad that he gets 23%. And their argument is that they set up ways to scheme or to set it up. Again, it talks about streaming, online streaming and video streaming, which a lot of these agreements didn't anticipate, because this is a newer thing. But that's why their lawyers put any and all exploitation of Walker, which means any way that they're getting revenue. And so they sued them because they're saying they're not paying them for a number of things. And not only that, CBS and Sony are not giving information to them for them to look into to see if there's any other percentages that they're not being paid for other sources for Walker, Texas Ranger. So the good news is it's all done. There was a $30 million lawsuit, and it settled. It was an undisclosed settlement, so we don't know who got paid what, but it's done and taken care of, and they're going to move on, and Walker, Texas Ranger will be happy. But by the way, as of 2019... this is what's shocking to me. Walker, Texas Ranger generated over $692 million in revenue. Walker,
wow.
Texas Ranger. Now, I know that, you know, I could see, you know, $80 million, $100 million, $692 million. What's 23% of 692, Cal? Get your calculator out.
Well, 230,000 per million, so there you go. I mean, but I mean, action figure? I mean,
200, okay.
Everything, right?
Okay,
yeah.
230,000.
Yeah.
23,000? No. No, if it's every million, so 692 million, so
yikes.
What's 692 times 230,000?
Yikes. Right? A lot.
That's a lot of money. That's all I know.
Wow.
Well, anyway, let's move on.
Good for him. he had a karate studio in Medford, Oregon.
Really?
Chuck Norris did, yep.
And did you go karate him?
No, I didn't, and that's not where I learned judo either.
Okay, all right, judo lady. All right, tell us what you got with the divorce stuff. We got a couple divorce things.
Well, we have a divorce, and I'm like surprised by this. Ariana Grande is going to more likely get divorced. I didn't even know she was married, to be candid. She's married to a man that people didn't really suspect that they had a serious relationship. And they got married in her home in Montecito in California. And they haven't been seen together. She has not been wearing her wedding ring. There was allegations that they tried to reconcile, but it failed. And his name is Dalton Gomez. So more likely they're going to end it, probably be, very consensual, and they're going to do it together is more likely going to happen. I don't see it being a big fight. Another one that is getting divorced, she's from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Georgia, and this one could be pretty salacious. I think that we're going to find out some of the reasons why she's going to get divorced. But this is Drew from Drew Sidora of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I know nothing about Georgia law, but what I'm reading is that both her and her husband, and he's a former NFL player, I believe, Ralph Pittman. Does that sound right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sure.
Anyway.
I'm going to say yes.
They both filed at the same time for divorce.
Hmm. So how does that work?
That's what I don't understand.
Depends on the state.
Maybe it was an accident of the court that they didn't catch that they both filed at the same time, or maybe, it's allowed and they just joined those two matters together. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to find out probably why they are deciding to end their 9-year marriage. But they've had a rocky road. So
they like ice cream?
We'll see.
They like ice cream?
That could be the irreconcilable difference.
said they have a rocky road.
It's a rocky road. That's what it is.
Oh, JJ, come on, Cal, get on it. There you go.
I'm right there with you.
Oh, boy. Right.
Now, the marriage have gotten too vanilla. So.
Oh, this is terrible.
I can't even think of something fast enough.
Who's the other one? The Drew? What's their name? Drew?
Her name is Drew.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Sidora.
Okay, I don't know who those people are. Okay, go ahead.
Well, because you don't watch The Housewives, right?
Oh, is that? Okay. All right.
Some men watch it, and that's their deep, dark secret.
I have not turned on the Bravo channel or watched any of those reality shows since
the dawn of time.
Since the day my ex-wife and I separated. Those were gone. Really? Drop them from the cable package.
No wonder she divorced you.
You're missing out. Let me tell you, there's so many good shows on Bravo.
Okay, one I'd like to see, Real Housewives of the Donner Party. I mean, there's some historical...
Cal, stop. This is the end of the show.
Yeah, I think everybody would eat that up.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
why are you guys... We're going to get some hate mail pretty soon. You guys are laughing about people's deaths.
Well, how long ago was it?
Stop. It doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
What are you talking about, Fred?
Oh, shut up. Go on.
More meat.
No. Okay, that's it. I'm going to put up the wrong book.
Subway opens up at the Donner Party. Hey, we slice our own. Oh, wow.
Cal, could you hit the mute button on?
Yes, I can.
All right, come on. Todd,
Timmy tastes awesome.
Todd, move on to what you're going to talk about.
Well, okay, speaking of death, excuse me. You know, who knew that when Michael Jackson released his Thriller video back in the 80s that was all about zombies, that might be a metaphor for future lawsuits against Michael Jackson or his estate? And I say that because two individuals that had filed lawsuits against Michael Jackson, only to have them dismissed once because
They missed the statute of limitations, and then it was revived like a zombie when California extended the statute of limitations. And then the court dismissed the lawsuit, finding that the estate had no duty to protect them. Now might be revived again in a tentative ruling before the Court of Appeals in California. The Court of Appeals has said, you know what? That was an improper basis for dismissal of those two lawsuits. If you ever saw the movie or the show on HBO, Leaving Neverland, it was the two guys that were the subject of those shows, of that show. Their lawsuits were dismissed by the trial court judge saying that the estate didn't have a duty to protect, and the appellate court has said that's not a valid basis, and in their tentative ruling indicates they're probably going to send it back down, and so those lawsuits have new life.
Well, all I got to say is nothing else matters. We can just turn that on and watch Cal dance. He was in there dancing.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I don't know.
Barrage's neighborhood.
Oh, sorry. Well, is that your Vincent Price impression?
Oh, it was just me quoting the line.
What is it? Darkness falls upon the land.
You got to do the Darth Vader breathe in when you do that. Darkness.
You know what I notice? I notice in videos I breathe heavy, too. It's driving me nuts. Yeah. I sit there, and I'm sitting there, and everyone's like, oh, Dad, you got a good, let me see that video you did of us. Yeah, that's my little grandkid. Hi, little kid. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm a fat old guy. All right, Cal, let's just end it with that, and let's go to, what do we want to go to, Cal?
We want to go to your quick take, the lasting memory from our slightly abbreviated broadcast.
Oh, abbreviated, but an ugly broadcast. What? The last
one. Boy, tell me about it. Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
All right, let me go. That's let me just get this
right
over with.
You've got some
let's
quick
end this. Subway, you've been struggling a little bit at times, but you know what? Slice the meat in front of the little customers, man. They like that. And by the way, put some more meat on it and go ahead and add a little bit of a price increase. We'll buy it and I'll be back. That's my advice.
All right, Todd, what do you think?
I don't know why movie studios would try to wrong Chuck Norris. I mean, in Pamplona, Spain, the people may be running from the bulls, but the bulls are running from Chuck Norris.
And Denise, I'm sure you likewise have a quick take you would like to share with us. And what is yours?
My quick take is highly personal in nature. Happy birthday, honey. I love you very much.
Oh, thank you. It's my birthday. Oh, we'll be back after these long 1 week
messages.
I'm your host, Fred Penny. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next week right here, 9 to noon Pacific, on many local radio stations and on RadioLawTalk.com. Until then, thanks for listening. Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.